The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are continuing with the laws of the Birkas Kohanim. We are in Simin Kuf, Sif Yud Beis of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We will now discuss the procedure of the actual bracha that the Kohanim are giving the Bnei Yisrael. There are three psukim that the Kohanim call out to the Bnei Yisrael. Now the way it works is that the Kitzur will tell us that the Shliach Tzibah, meaning the Chazin, calls out each word one at a time, and then the Kohanim repeat it. So let's see. Shliach HaTzibah makriyosam Birkos Kohanim mila b'mila. The Chazan calls out each word of the Birkos Kohanim, v'heim omim achrav kol mila, and the Kohanim repeat after him each word, ad shemisaymim pasuk rishon, until they conclude the first pasuk, v'onim HaTzibah amen, and then the congregation calls out amen. V'chein achar ha-pasuk ha-sheni v'achar pasuk ha-shlishi, and the same procedure continues with the second pasuk and with the third pasuk. Now the source for this practice is a medrash, which says that in the Torah it says emar lehem with an extra vav in the word emar, which teaches us that the chazin is supposed to call out each word of the Birkos Kohanim to the Kohanim. Now there's a machlokas rishonim whether this is min haTorah or min derabbanan. There's a tshuva from the Re'im, from Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi, who understands that this is an authentic drasha, and therefore it would be min haTorah. However, other rishonim understand that the reason why the Kohanim repeat after the Shliach Tzibah is so that they shouldn't make a mistake in their brachas. In which case, this is simply a minhag, and it would, according to many Rishonim, it is no stronger than that. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin, the way it's brought down in the Mishnah Brura, is that the calling out of the Shliach Tzibah, of the Chazan, is not ma'akev, which means if for some reason it's not done, it does not take away from the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. Now the idea that the Kohanim have to say the brachas out loud, it seems from the poskim that this is ma'akev, which means that if you would have a Kohen who would have a very sore throat, who had laryngitis, let's say, and he would not be able to produce sound, he would not be able to give the Birkas Kohanim. In fact, the Mishnah Brura paskins that such a Kohen should leave the shul before they call out Kohanim. Okay, now not just are we concerned that the Kohanim might get confused in their bracha, but we're similarly concerned that the Shliach Tzibah might get confused when he's calling out to the Kohanim, because that would confuse the Kohanim. So the Kitzur tells us, Lo Yikra Shliach HaTzibah Baal Peh, the Chazan is not allowed to read the Psukim by heart, Ela Mitoch HaSidr, but rather he must use a Sidr, Shelo Yisbal Baal, in order that he should not get confused. V'yachol lomer gam hu ha'aminim shel achar ha'psukim. And the Chazan is also allowed to say amen after each of the three psukim. V'lo havi hefsek, it's not considered an interruption. Shezehu tzorech tvila, because this is part of the tvila. Now we're assuming here, like the Kitzur said before, that the Shliach Tzibah is saying it from a siddur. But if he would not have a siddur, he would certainly not be allowed to answer the Amen after each of the psukim. In fact, this is really explicit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'over lifnei ateva, lo yana amen achar ha-kahanim, ipnei atiruf. He should not answer Amen after the Kahanim because he'll get confused. And Rashi there explains, because if he is busy answering Amen, he won't be properly focused when he starts the next Pasuk. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, as long as the Chazan is reading out of a Siddur, so then we can be confident he will not get confused, and he would be allowed to answer Amen and then proceed with the next Pasuk. However, many poskim argue on this, and they say even with a Siddur, it would be usher for him to answer Amen. And this seems to be the straightforward psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and many of the poskim among the Svaradim, such as the Kaf HaChaim, point this out explicitly, that even with a Siddur, the Chazan would not be allowed to answer Amen. But again, we who follow the Mishnah Berurah, we say that the Chazan is allowed to answer Amen as long as he has a Siddur, because this way he would not get confused. So now the Kitzur will tell us during which parts of the Psukim should the Kahanim be turning around. So he says, Elo teva shehakahanim hoftum behem ladarim l'tzafon. These are the words by which the Kahanim should be turning to the south and to the north. Yivirachacha, v'yishmeracha elecha, v'yichuneka elecha lecha. So there are six words. Mishum detevis elo hein lenochach, because these words are all expressing something that's corresponding. It says, to you, Hashem will protect you. L'chein hofken es atzman gam la'atzadim k'dei levarach es kulam. So therefore, the Kahanim turn their faces also to the sides, in order that they will be giving their bracha to everyone, even the people on the sides. V'kach hofkin gam betevas shalom, l'fi shehu siyim ha-bracha, and they also turn by the word shalom, because that's the conclusion of the bracha. U'bishor shemarichin benigun shalatevas shebesof hapsukim. At the time that they elongate with song the words at the end of each psukim, dahainu v'yishmerecha v'yichunecha shalom, that means specifically the last words of each pasuk, which means the word yishmerecha, the word v'yichunecha, and the word shalom. So at that time, omrim hatziba ribono shel olam, the congregation says the tefillah of ribono shel olam. V'hamakri, but the one who's calling out, Afilo eino shliach hatziba, even if he's not the chazan, lo yomar ribono shel olam mipnei hateruf, he should not say ribono shel olam, because that would confuse him. Umikol shchein sheim hu hashatz, or the more so, if he's the chazan, shlo yomro mipnei hefsek betvila, because this would be considered an interruption in his tvila, so the chazan should certainly not say it. V'lo yenagnu hakahanim Elo nigun hamiyuchad mifnei teref hadas, and the kahanim should be sure to only sing the special tune for this, because otherwise it would be confusing. Now, what is this tefillah of ribono shel olam? The Gemara says in Brachos daf nun hayamibes, hayman dechaza chalma. Someone who saw a dream and he did not know what he saw. He should get up at the time that the Kahanim are doing Berkas Kahanim. He should say the following. Say this tefillah. And he should conclude along with the Kahanim. Amen. Because to this, the congregation answers Amen. So this is a tefillah on dreams, on bad dreams, or possibly bad dreams, that a person may have had. Now, it's mashma from the Gemara and from the Rishonim that the tefillah should be said at the same time that the Kohanim are saying their brachas. However, the Ramah writes that the minhag is to say it at the time that the Kohanim are elongating their tefillah with nigun, with song, like the Kitzer writes. And this is the way the Ashkenazim paskin. Now some say that in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is not to say this Ribbono Shel Olam. Others say the minhag is to do so on Yom Tov. And others say the minhag is specifically someone who had a bad dream the previous night. So he should say the Ribbono Shel Olam. But just stam to say it, that there's no such minhag. In Chutz Laretz, Birkos Kahanim is only done on Musaf of Yom Tov. And then the minhag is, it seems the mainstream minhag is, that everyone says it, even if they don't remember a specific dream. And this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, one of the big questions is, in Chutz Laretz, when there's 2 days of Yom Tov, so they do the Birkos Kahanim on both days. So what's the point of doing the Ribbono Shel Olam Tefillah on the second day if they already annulled any of their bad dreams on the first day? So this is an issue that the Bir Halacha deals with. He suggests maybe we're concerned that a person had a dream the second night of Yom Tov. Now there's another question that comes up, is whether it is permitted to say the tefillah of Ribbono Shel Olam on Shabbos. Because normally on Shabbos, we don't make personal requests. So the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos one should not say it unless they had a dream that night. Again, this is even for Chutz Laretz. Now the Ramah says that the Chazan should not say the Tefillah of Ribbono Shel Olam. Many posts can bring down that really the Chazan is entitled to say it. Now one last thing here, and that is, the kids have told us about answering Amen to the psukim of the Birkas Kohanim, and said that the Chazan would be allowed to, we pointed out, at least if he has a sitter in front of him. Now how about answering Amen to the Bracha of Asher Kiddushanu, which the Kohanim say? So the Kesef Mishnah has a suffix about whether or not the Chazan should answer Amen to this Bracha. It turns out that it's a machlokis aposkim, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's usur for the Chazan to answer Amen on the Bracha of Asher Kiddushanu. This is not like the Shita of the Taz. The Taz holds that answering Amen to this Bracha would not be a hefsek. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be a hefsek, and therefore the Chazan should not answer Amen to the Bracha of Asher Kiddushanu. But he is entitled to answer Amen to the psukim of the Birkos Kohanim, if he's confident that he will not be confused by it.
Halacha Yud Gimel. Bishar shehakohanim omrim es hatevos, ein latzibur lomar shum pasuk. At the time that the Kohanim say the words, the congregation should not say any pasuk at all. Rak yishmo heitev bekavana es hatevos mipi hakohanim, but rather they should listen intently to the words that are being said by the kohanim. Ki klum yesh eved shemevarchem oso ve'eno mazun u'mechaben u'bracha, because there's no slave who receives a bracha and doesn't listen and focus on the bracha. V'im om ha'psukim, and if they do say psukim, meaning there are some psukim that appear in the Siddur by Birkas Kohanim, if people say them, Einam yecholom lechavim lebracha, they won't be able to be focused on the bracha. So you're going to ask, so why are those psukim there? So he says, Ach tzas nogim lom psukim. There are some people that have the practice of saying psukim, even though most poskim frown upon that minhag. But if they do say the psukim, v'yizaru shelo la'amram ela b'shar shashliach atzibar o ha'kahanim minagnim, they should be careful to only say those psukim at the time that the chazan or the kahanim are singing, v'lo b'shar sh'om esatevos, and not at the moments at which the kahanim are saying the words, because when the kahanim is saying the words, the congregation has to focus on them. Again, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon, it is better not to say any psukim at all. There is also a machlokis haposkim, whether Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo should be said by the congregation during Birkas Kohanim. The basis for this dispute is twofold. First of all, there is a question as to whether Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo is appropriate to be said after Hashem's name when it is not part of a bracha, I mean not part of a Baruch Atah Hashem. In the Shiurei Knesset HaGedolah, he brings down that the only time that we answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo is to Hashem's name, which is part of a Baruch Atah Hashem formula, in which case we should certainly not do so for the Birkas Kohanim. Now, he brings this down from an earlier source, and then he disputes it, and says that really Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo should be answered whenever we hear the Shem Hashem. And he bases himself on the pasuk where it says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokeinu, is that when the name of Hashem is called out, so you ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the rayas that he has is from the Seder of the Avoda on Yom Kippur, that we actually say it in Chazaras HaShatz on Yom Kippur, is that when they would say the Shem HaMeforash, so everyone who heard it from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol would answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed, which is somewhat similar to the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And therefore he says that you should answer Amen, I'm sorry, you should answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to Hashem's name, which is not part of a Baruch Atah Hashem formula, such as by Birkas Kohanim. It's interesting that I just made the mistake. I accidentally said you answer Amen after the Baruch Atah Hashem. That's actually what it does say in the Pre-Chodesh. In Simon Kufkaf Dalad, he says that after you hear the Shem Hashem, you should answer Amen. But elsewhere, the Pre-Chodesh says that you should answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So the Kaf HaChaim notes this discrepancy, and he says it must be that when the Pre-Chodesh says you should say Amen, it must be it's an error, a scribal error. And really what he meant to say is that whenever you hear the Shem Hashem, such as in Birkas Kohanim, that you should say Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo. Now Rabbi Yaakov Emdin brings this down in his Siddur, that after the Shem Hashem, people should answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. However, the minhag of Ashkenazim is not this way. And we say that in the Psukim of Birkas Kohanim, one should not answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. And it seems that one aspect of the reasoning is that we're concerned that by calling out the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, it might confuse the Kohanim and thereby disrupt the flow of the Birkas Kohanim. Now, there's a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein in which he takes us a step further. He says that not just should we not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to the psukim of Yivarechicha, but even to the bracha that the Kohanim say of Asher Kedishonu V'Mitzvasav V'Tzivanu, even there the congregation should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because he says we don't find this mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara is very strict in terms of the procedure of what to say by Birkas Kohanim, and since it doesn't say anything about the congregation responding Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, he says this would be out of place. Now the minhag of Sfardim is that they do say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, not just the bracha of Asher Kedishanu, but even for the Hashem, even for the Shem Hashem that is said in the Psukim of Yivarechicha. And this is what's brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, as well as the Chidah and many other places. We have seen the importance of how the congregation is supposed to be focused on listening to the brachas and doing nothing else, which means that certainly
members of the congregation should not be looking into a sefer, other than a siddur, during the time of Birkas Kohanim. The Ben Ish Chai brings down that someone who enters into a shul during Birkas Kohanim, he's not going there to daven, he just goes to get a sefer, or for some other reason, so he must stand and listen to the Birkas Kohanim and not leave until they finish the brachas. Now, what should a person do if they are in the middle of their own private Shemona Esrei and it comes time for Birkas Kohanim? So in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down that in the middle of Shemona Esrei you should stop and be silent and be focused on the Birkas Kohanim. Of course, you don't answer anything, but you listen to the brachas of the Kohanim. This is also brought down by other poskim, by the Sheva Levi, by the Tzitz Eliezer, and this is brought down by Shem the Chazon Ish and of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. However, in the Tshuvos River verse of Ephraim, he brings down from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank that if you're in the middle of your own private Shmona Esrei, it is not necessary to stop in order to listen to the brachas.
Halacha Yud Dalid. Achar kach maschil shliach hatzibar sim shalom. After the brachas, the chazin continues saying sim shalom. V'oz hakahanim machzirim es pineihem klape aron hakodesh shabim mizrach. Then the kahanim turn their faces back to the aron, which is in the east. Again, this is referring to communities that live to the west of Eretz Israel, or the west of Yerushalayim. For Omrim, and then the Kohanim say, Ribon Ho'olamim. The Yaricho Batfilozu, and they elongate this prayer, Achi Yisayim Shliach HaTzibur, until the Chazen finishes the Bracha. Hamavarach Es Ama Yisrael Bashalom, Kidei Sheyanu HaTzibur Amen Gam Atfilosam. Does they finish it in tandem with the chazan? In this way, when the congregation is answering Amen, the Amen is going both on the bracha that's being said by the chazan, as well as the tefillah that's being said by the kohanim. V'im einam yecholim lahara kokach, and if they are unable to extend it that much, yomru o, they can also say adir b'marom v'cholim. Uber Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, and in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sheminagnin Hayom Tam Tseinu, that they sing the song Yom Tam Tseinu, which is somewhat long and extended. Lo Yaschilo HaKohanim Ribon HaOlamim Ad Karov Lasof. The Kohanim should not begin saying that Tefillah of Ribon HaOlamim until when it's close to the end. Once again, Kidei Sheyasayimu B'Shoveh Im HaShliach Tzibur, in order that they can finish their tefillah when the Chazan finishes his bracha. So again, the Amen of the congregation will go on both together. Halacha Tesvav. Now we are going to discuss the sequence of events in the Birkas Kohanim. Ein HaKohanim Rishayim Lahaschel Birkas Asher Kiddishanu. The Kohanim cannot begin the bracha of Asher Kiddishanu ad sheyichle legamri teves Kohanim mipi hamakri, until the announcer finishes the word Kohanim. While he's still in the middle of saying that word, which he sometimes extends, the Kohanim should not begin the bracha. Ve'en hamakri v'shai lahascho yivarechecha ad la'acha sheyichla amein mipi kohatzibah. And if the congregation is still saying amein to the bracha of Asher Kiddishanu, so the one who's announcing, who's usually the chazin, would not be allowed to begin yivarechecha. He has to wait until the congregation finishes the word amein. V'chein be'amein she'onim achwe v'yishmerecha v'chunecha shalom. The same is true of the three amens after the three psukim of the Birkas Kohanim. Yamtin hamakri v'lo yasko yoer yisar or sim shalom.
So the chazan should not begin saying the subsequent line, whether it's your heir, Yisar, Sim Shalom. He has to wait until the Amen is finished. But until the entire congregation finishes their Amen. Now, this is the psak of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't have to wait for the entire congregation, but rather it's sufficient if the majority of the congregation has finished.
The
Kohanim are not allowed to turn their faces from the congregation to turn back to the Aron
until the Chazan begins the bracha of Sim Shalom.
Ve'enam rishayim lachof etzboseyen mipshitason, and the Kohanim are not allowed to close up their fingers from being stretched out, until they turn their faces from the congregation, which means as long as they're facing the congregation, their fingers still must be outstretched. And the Kohanim are not allowed to go off of the Duchan. Duchan is an elevation on the floor. It's like a mini stage.
Until
after the congregation says Amen after the bracha of Es Am Yisrael Bashalom. So everything has a procedure, and nothing is allowed to be out of order. Now there's one more thing that Mishnah Berurah points out, that since many people have the minug of saying Yishar Koach or Yishar Kochacha to the Kohanim when they come down, so if the Kohanim would come down after the Chazaras Hashatz would be finished, then people would be talking during Kaddish. So therefore, what the Mishnah Berurah says to do is to wait until Kaddish is completed, and then the Kohanim can go off the Duchan and go back to their seats. Now let's just speak about the Duchan for the moment. According to most poskim, the Duchan, again, this miniature stage, is not Ma'akev, which means if there is no Duchan, they would be allowed to say the Berakos Kohanim without it. But they should make every effort to get it. In fact, it is often referred to as duchanin. When the Kohanim goes up there, he's duchanin. So you see how associated the concept of having this little stage is with the brachas. There are different opinions how high this stage is supposed to be. There's one opinion that says that it's supposed to correspond to the Beis HaMikdash, in which case there should be three steps. Others say that three tefachim is sufficient. Certainly if you're stuck, any height at all, any elevation, would suffice. Some poskim say that if there are many kohanim, as long as some of them are standing on an elevation, it is sufficient.